Magandang umaga po sa lahat. Ako po si John Maynes, one of the elders dito sa Crossroads. Ulitin ko po yung announcement kanina na mag-resume na po yung ating kids ministry next week po. So, mommy and daddy, same time, same place, the other side ng room, or dyan room po tayo. And to all the members po, we have a growing numbers ng kids. So we need po ng more volunteers, especially men, para po sa ating ministry. Take the opportunity po to invest sa life ng ating mga little ones, planting ng gospel seed na sa heart nila, and Lord willing, through this ministry po ay they would come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. Approach po yung ating deacon, si Eji Lorbes and Michelle Maynes po, and join the exciting team po ng ating kids ministry. Let's pray once again. Father, thank you for appointing this day for us to be here. Para tulungan mo po kami, Panginoon, as we open your word, nawa ang yung salita would edify your people, would transform us more in the image of Christ. In His name we pray. Amen. Sa edad po natin ngayon, alam ko po, marami tayong, pag binabalikan natin, marami tayong na-miss na opportunities. Marami tayong mga wrong decisions sa ating buhay. Di po ba? Now, kung meron ka pong, magkakaroon ka ng opportunity or ng power na baguhin yung mga ibang events mo, bumalik ka sa past, baguhin mo yung ibang events ng buhay mo, ano po yung mga nasa list nyo? Titignan nyo kung saan ko ba na-spend yung mga years ng buhay ko. Alam niyo po ba na mayroong study na ginawa sa UK? Ang average lifespan po daw ng tao ay 80. Actually, 79.5. Pero renowned up ko na po ng 80. And sa study na yun, bin-breakdown nila yung 80 years na yon, saan na-spend ng tao ang kanyang years, ang bawat araw ng kanyang buhay. Meron po akong, yan, 80 years. Katumbas po niya na 29,037 days. Alam niyo po ba ang isa sa malaking ginugol natin sa ating buhay is ang pagtulog. 26 years in combination tulog. So 80 minus 26 po ilan? 54. So 54 years na lang tayong active. Tulog tayo 26 years. And then meron pa na, ito, interesting. Laughing and crying. 8 months. More than a day na umiiyak. Meron sa atin siguro dito, talagang 2 days na umiyak. Naubos na ang luha ko. And working, 16 years. Combination po yun, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And meron pang overtime yun. Meron doon sa study, sabi rin, 4 years daw talking on the phone sa office. Wow. Imagine 4 years. Education, 15 years. So try nyo po i-minus na yan sa 8 years nyo. Ito yung dito naubos ang buhay natin. Social media. 3 years po ang inuubos natin just to post ng updates sa atin. Feeling blessed. Taso, kaya bagong relo, ano? Feeling blessed. 3 years yun, inuubos natin doon. Shopping. 8.5 years. Ito interesting. Toilet. 1 year and 1 month tayo sa lifespan natin. 1 year and 1 month tayo nakaupo sa toilet. Eating. Ah, maaaring magkaiba tayo rito. 6 years daw, may kilala ako, talagang parang half of his life, kumakain, wala lang. Watching TV. Ah, baguhin na natin, watching sa internet, watching ng entertainment. 9 years. Marami pa po yan. Pagka kinumpute nyo ba, parang kulang ang 8 years, ano? Kung babalikan ko, tatanggalin ko na itong mga to. Wala na akong feeling blessed. 3 years pala inuubos ko ron. And meron din po mga study sa iba't ibang bansa kung ano yung common na ginagawa nila during their lifetime. Andiyan po yung sa chart na yan. Those activities consumed ang lifetime ng tao. Now, binabalikan natin. Ako, kailangan palang maging ano ako sa oras ko. So again, kung magkakaroon ka po ng power na bumalik sa past, how would you spend your time? Huwag na pong sagutin. Sa isip nyo na lang. Isa siguro po yan sa power na gusto natin magkaroon. Magkaroon tayo ng power to change or control yung events. To control ang time sa life natin. I remember meron po akong, nung bago pa lang ako dito sa UA, meron akong colleague noon. He spent 15 years as an OFW. Away from his family, away from his kids, and then he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And in few months, he died. Pero pinuntahan siya ng family niya dito, buhay pa siya na, sa hospital. And one of the regrets na nasabi niya, 15 months ko lang nakasama yung family ko. In 15 years. Eh po, 1 month, 1 year lived, ano pa, no? So 15 months nakasama niya yung family in 15 years. So nandun yung kung maibabalik ko lang ang panahon. Many popular, successful, and prominent people na namatay, isa sa mga last words nila ay, if maibabalik ko lang ang panahon, I would spend more time sa loved ones, sa family. I would spend my time sa more productive, more fruitful, more time to enjoy ang life than spending time building ang ating empire, ang ating career, ang ating status. Yan po ang most na nasasabi ng mga malapit ng or namatay na. Ano po ang purpose ng buhay niyo? Right now, what do you think is goal niyo o purpose niyo sa buhay? In 10 years, meron na akong 5 kondo sa Pinas. Papaupahan ko. Passive income. That's good. Hindi po evil yun. Pero that's not the ultimate purpose. Do you think that you're in control sa bawat events ng buhay mo? Do you think that you can schedule ang bawat season ng life mo? Well, yan po yung makikita natin today sa ating passage. Buksan niyo po yung Bible niyo sa Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 to 15. Ang book po ng Ecclesiastes ay traditionally believed na sinulat po ni Solomon. Ito ay part ng wisdom literature. Bibigyan tayo ng wisdom how to live wisely in the midst ng uncertainty, meaninglessness ng buhay. Ang book po na ito is about sa journey ni Kohelet. Kohelet po yun yung translated in English, the preacher, mababasa nyo sa English Bible nyo, or the teacher sa NIV, or si Solomon. Si Solomon, as he, ito po yung journey niya as he worked to pursue yung meaning ng life. Hinahanap niya yung meaning ng life. Yung word po na Kohelet ay Ecclesiastes sa Greek translation po ng Old Testament. So, Ecclesiastes, which is, ito nakuha yung title ng book. Ang buong book po ng Ecclesiastes revolves around doon sa pag-pursue ng meaning ng life. Sa question na, what do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun? Yun po yung mga common na phrase na mababasa niyo sa book of Ecclesiastes, under the sun. Under the sun or under heaven. Ito po ay repeated term na ginamit, simply means life sa mundo na to. Sa creation na to, lahat ng nangyayari dito. And also one of the repeated and important words sa book na ito ay ang word na Hebel. Hebel, repeated po to 36 times, translated in English as meaningless, vanity. Ibig sabihin po ng word na to is meron itong idea na vapor. The same word na ginamit ni James sa James 4. Life is a vapor, life is a mist. Today you're here, tomorrow you're gone. Parang yun po yung idea nun. Fleeting. Vapor, mist. So ang journey ng preacher ay, he tried to find meaning sa life. Sinubukan niya sa business, sa trabaho, wisdom, indulgence, pleasure. Lahat po, tinry niya. Isa ang naging conclusion niya. Hebel. Meaningless. Vanity. So, isa po sa ginamit na parallel expression ko, para makapture natin yung idea. Isa sa ginamit na parallel expression sa word na Hebel is striving after the wind or chasing after the wind, grasping the wind. Yun po yung parallel expression na ginamit sa nakaparallel sa Hebel. So, hindi po sinasabi ni Solomon or ng preacher ni Kohelet na walang meaning ang buhay. Hindi po yun yung ibig sabihin ng Hebel, na walang meaning ang buhay. Merong meaning ang buhay. Ang sinasabi ni Kohelet, ni Solomon, when he tried to seek ang meaning ng buhay under the sun, within the creation, outside God, he simply cannot grasp it. Ipo sinasabi, it's like grasping the wind. Try niyo po, grasp the wind. Yun po yung itsura na sabi ni Solomon. I'm trying that. Hindi ko makita, hindi ko makuha, hindi ko maintindihan ang purpose, ang meaning ng buhay. Yan po yung idea ni Solomon sa observation niya. So, that's what frustrates si preacher, si Solomon, na trying to find meaning sa life sa mundo na ito under the sun ay parang hangin. Para sa preacher, isa pa sa sinabi niya, isa pa sa problema niya is death. Death is an equalizer sa lahat ng tao. Yun ang sinabi ni Solomon. That will come to all, sabi niya. Whatever na na-accomplish mo sa buhay mo will not profit or anything. No gain. No profit. Lahat tayo mamatay. Same. Fool and wise. Poor and rich. Tao, animal. Sabi ni Kohelet, pare-pareho lang ang destinasyon. Death. So, para saan ang buhay? Para saan pa lahat ng tinatrabaho natin o pinupursu natin kung lahat tayo ay dun din pupunta? It's a wonderful book po ang Book of Ecclesiastes. Mahirap pong basahin, pero I encourage you, basahin niyo po with your family. Ito po ang reality ng buhay. Ask the question po sa sarili niyo, para saan ang buhay? How do you answer that question? Tutulungan tayo ng ating passage to answer that. And as we know the truth sa buhay natin in the lens ng Scripture, we know how to respond and live ang ating buhay. A big idea po ng ating sermon, your life is divinely appointed for God's purpose, live it for Him. Be joyful, be thankful. Every moment is a gift from above. Dinibay ko po yung passage natin sa dalawang observation ni preacher, ni Solomon, ni Kohelet. Una po, verses 1 to 8, na-observe niya, life in the hands of God. Pangalawa pong observation niya, life in the eyes of God, 9 to 15. Tignan po natin yung unang observation ni Kohelet, life in the hands of God. Look at verse 1. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Sabi po sa NASB, ang translation doon, there is an appointed time for everything. And there is a time for every matter under heaven. Clear po sinasabi ng verse 1. Tells us that everything. Wala pong exception. Everything. Lahat ng event or season sa buhay ng tao, sa creation na to, ay appointed ng Diyos. Ang second line ay specifically says na every activity ng tao ay inappoint ng Diyos. Under heaven means lahat ng nangyayari sa mundo na to, sa buong creation, ay orchestrated by God. Nothing is outside of His control and nothing is outside His divine appointment. So sabi ni Solomon, every event and activity sa buhay ng tao ay appointed by God, not by you. Not by me. Not by man. By God. Hindi tayo may control. That is clear. And di-expound pa yan sa kanyang poem sa from verses 2 to 8. Ang verses 2 to 8 po ay ginamitan ng literary style na tinatawag na merism. Merism. Merism po is yung ginagamit yung two opposites, two extreme opposites to ano yung coverage ng kanyang idea, ng kanyang point. So, alimbawa po, heaven and earth. Ibig sabihin nun, heaven and everything in between is included. Day and night. Sabi ro, meditate on the Word of God day and night. So, ibig sabihin, all the time. So, yun po yung merism. Ginagamit yung two opposite. Common po yan sa ating Bible, lalo sa Old Testament. So, look at verse 2. A time to be born and a time to die. Yung pong merism na yun, it covers ang beginning and end ng iyong existence. Birth and death encompass po yung entire cycle ng life. Ang point nito is, God appointed both event, everything in between birth and death. Yun po yung ano ng merisim natin. Wala po ni isa sa atin na pinili na kung kailan tayo lalabas sa mundo na to. Wala ni isa sa atin na pinili o tayo ang pipili na kung kailan tayo aalis sa mundo na to. God appointed the exact time ng yung birth, ng yung death. Yan po sinasabi ng ating passage. And look sa second part ng verse 2. Even merong appointed time sa existence ng plant. Agricultural term. Familiar mga Israelites sa mga agricultural term. They know ang season, when to plant and when to harvest. Because God appoints the season. Maari din yung term na ginamit dito ay about raising up nations and destroying nations. Dahil ginamit din po yung mga words na yan, planting and uprooting, sa Jeremiah 1 verse 10, ginamit ng Diyos yan. Ni-raise up niya ang nation, ni-destroy another nation. Kaya, link pa rin to sa verse 3. Ang sabi sa verse 3, reference pa rin to sa life. A time to kill and a time to heal. Ang killing dito probably is ang legal capital punishment ng Israel sa time na yan. Ang healing ay about preservation naman ng life. And then, second part ng verse 3, breakdown and build up. Again, associated po sa beginning and end. Hindi natin clear kung ano yung breakdown and build up. So, the point is, God is active and in control sa life and death, every season, event, a beginning to end, even sa small events ng ating buhay. Ang poem na ito ay description po or observation ni Kohelet, ng preacher. Hindi po ito prescription. Hindi ito checklist or instruction na we have to do. Parang, aha, time to kill naman. Hindi po ganon. Nahahanap tayo, time to kill. Meron time na, hindi po ganon. Hindi ito something to do. O time to destroy. Punta ako nung gigiba. Hindi po yan. Kalokohan po yun pag ganun ang interpretation natin. Ano? So, He's not giving us po ng something to do rito. He's giving us ng truth. Ang point ng preacher dito is, God is absolutely in control sa every event ng buhay mo. Ito ay about the sovereignty of God. Continue sa verse 4. A time to weep, a time to laugh, time to mourn, and a time to dance. Now, human emotion naman. Even sa human emotion, ay appointed pa rin ng Diyos. Two contrasting emotions. Hindi mo pwedeng schedule sa buhay mo na next week, Tuesday, I will weep. Pero Wednesday, I will laugh. Happy mode ako Wednesday. Hindi po ganun. Schedule ko sa Wednesday, tatawa lang ako, hindi ako iiyak, hindi ako malulungkot. Even sa ating human emotion expression ay appointed by God. That's a hard truth, ano? We always want to be in control. Mourning and dancing or celebration, joy, ay galing sa Diyos. Hindi mo mai-schedule to. Dadating sa'yo to by the appointed time of God. Verse 5. Ito po, isa sa mahirap interpret po. I try to ng interpretation ito. Casting stones and gathering stones. Maraming may ibang nagsasabi na ito daw related sa sexual activity ng mag-asawa. Gathering stones is to abstain from sex dahil wife is unclean. Casting stones ay pursuing sexual activity. It makes sense kasi yung susunod is embracing or refrain to embrace, parang about relationship. Pero hindi po ito clear. Second part po, merong time to embrace, time to refrain from embracing. It's about relationship, about affection towards others. About relationship. No relationship will last forever. A time to embrace, time to welcome, but a time to let go. So even sa ating affection, relationship, God appoints the time. Verse 6, a time to seek and a time to lose. Time to keep, time to cast away. Ito po ay about ating possession. Everything we have ay hindi permanent sa atin. Minsan po yung asawa ko pag may na-discover na anything, isang bagay na nasa storage room o sa study room ko, sasabihin niya, anong gagawin mo rito? Pamigay mo na to or tapon mo na. Ayoko naman, ayoko. Sabi ko, magagamit ko din yan one day. Sabi niya, hindi mo nga alam na meron ka yan eh. Paano mo masasabing magagamit mo yan? Kung hindi ko nakita to, hindi mo alam na nag-exist to. So, time to let go. Yung mga possession natin, hindi po, ano. So, even sa ating possession, there is a time na inappoint ng Diyos. Time to keep and a time to cast away. And even yan, appointed ng Diyos. Verse 7, a time to tear and a time to sow. Ito ay about po sa mourning. Na ito po ay cultural context ng Israel. Remember Jacob, nung sinabi sa kanya na patay na si Joseph. Anong ginawa niya? Nag-mourn siya. Sinira niya yung damit niya. So, yun po yun. Ito yung cultural context. And after that, tatahiin na ulit. Gagamitin ko na ulit ito sa susunod na pagluluksa. So, merong time ng pagluluksa, may time ng hindi pagluluksa. So, time to keep silence and the time to speak. Ito ay struggle ko to. So, parang si Job po and his friends. Remember po? Parang Job and friends. Time ng mourning po. Merong time to speak and time to keep silence. May times na when someone is mourning or in deep sorrow po, the best thing to do is to keep silence. Just let the person know you're there. Don't speak. Baka mapasama pa. Parang kaibigan ni Job. We should know when to speak and when not to speak. Book of Proverbs po, marami tayong wisdom na makukuha ron, knowing the proper time to speak and refrain from speaking. Yan po yung struggle ko. I always want to speak. I can't keep myself in silence. So, but I'm working on it po. Pag sa bahay po, yan lang ako nire-remind ni Michelle. Save your words. Verse 8, a time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Love and hate po, it covers ang kabuuan ng human emotions. And God is sovereign po sa area na yan. War and peace and everything in between. Relationship ng tao, bawat bansa. God is in control. Ito pong 14 na prayers na po ito, from verse 2 to 8, can be interpreted ng iba't ibang kahulugan. Casting stone, di po talaga natin na alam to. Walang clear na interpretation to. We can debate kung ano talaga ibig sabihin. Pero it doesn't matter. Ano man ang meaning, ang point ng preacher dito is clear. From birth to death and everything in between sa buhay ng tao, even sa mga small details, human emotion, relationship, daily work, ay appointed by God. Yun po yung message. Appointed by every second of your life ay inappoint ng Diyos. Ang passage na ito po ay isa sa pinaka ito ang pinaka-popular na passage sa buong book of Ecclesiastes. Marami po nagko-quote nito. Pero many misunderstood. Hindi ito a good saying to comfort ang isang tao. Hindi ito, huwag ka na mag-alala. Gulong ay parang buhay. Minsan masaya, merong time maging malungkot. Kung malungkot na ngayon, darating yung time, sasaya ka rin. Hindi po ito para dun sa ganung ano. Iniwan ka man ni Ramon o ni Maria, may darating pang iba, si Junjun. So, hindi po yung gano'n. Ang point dito is, you are not in control. Darating sa'yo to by the appointed time of God. Ang point is clear from verse 1. There is an appointed time for everything. Sino ang nag-appoint? Ang Diyos. Ang point is, life is out of your control. Life is in the hands of God. It's about the sovereignty of God. Meron tayong assumption na we can control ang event ng ating buhay. Nung bata pa tayo, we thought na we have all the years ahead of us. Ang dami nating choices. Parang, ano ba gusto kong gawin? Dahil ko pagpipilian. Gusto ko maging doktor, gusto ko maging polis, maging presidente na lang ako paglaki ko. Dami nating friends, ang daming family, ang daming events sa buhay natin. Akala natin, we have all the years sa buhay natin. Pero as you get older, ang bilis ng oras. mga anak natin, mga babies na madalas nakukulitan tayo, pero nung lumaki na, namimiss na natin yung time with them. And just a matter of time, they will leave you and build their own lives. Time to let go. Yung loved ones natin, parang kailan lang ay kasama natin. Yung mother, yung father nyo, kapatid nyo, lolo, lola, anak nyo. I know some of you lost loved ones recently. You know yung feeling, you know yung pain. Parang kailan lang, pero now they're gone. And none of us plan yung event na yon. Dumating yon sa atin. That will come to all, sabi ng preacher. It's just a matter of time. Hindi ito according sa schedule mo. It will come to you unexpectedly. Time will keep on marching on. It will not wait for you. Magpapatuloy ang oras. Mauubos ang oras. Hindi ka intayin nito. You cannot and do not control ang bawat season, event ng life mo. God is. That is the point. Kaya yan ang question ng Book of Ecclesiastes. Anong meaning ng life? That will come to all. Para saan pa ang lahat ng ginagawa natin? Yan po ang observation ng preacher who sees life outside God. Vanity. Meaningless. Hindi mo maintindihan. You can't grasp it. Parang ang buhay ay random events lang. You born, live, work, and die. And then next generation. Binanggit din yan sa Ecclesiastes. Pag namatay ka, makakalimutan ka in just few years. Sino nakakaalam ng pangalan ng lolo nyo? No one. Baka hindi niya. Baka ilan lang sa inyo. Makakalimutan ka ng tao. Next generation is a cycle. It is frustrating, right? If ganito lang natin nakikita ang buhay. Pero ang truth is, God controls everything life. Meron tayong joy. Merong hope. So, minsan, when we look around, pag nakinig tayo ng news, maraming evil things, senseless killings, parang question natin, nasaan ang Diyos sa mga oras na to? God is ever present all the time. Sa time ng evil, sa time ng prosperity, time ng pain, sa time ng joy, sa time ng senseless killing, sa time ng unity, prosperity, peace, ando ng Diyos. That's the clear message. Now, if he looks alive in light of God's sovereignty, it will help us. It will help you to fight ang worries. It will help you to fight ang anxiety. It's a comfort for all believers. It's a comfort if you look sa life in light of God's sovereignty. Now, tingnan natin yung second observation ng preacher. Point two. I-approach natin life in the eyes of God. Kasi pag tinignan natin sa sarili, hindi natin ma-figure out, ano? Ano ba ang plan? Ano ba ang purpose? Ano ba ang appropriate response sa ginagawa ng Diyos? Verse 9 to 15. Verse 9, it echoes po yung question ng Book of Ecclesiastes and echoes ang universal cry ng tao. Ang tanong is, ano ang gain or ano ang purpose ng mga labor natin sa buhay na to? If life is all there is. Yun yung question ng Ecclesiastes. Kung ito lang ang buhay, magle-labor ka, mamamatay ka, and makakalimutan ka na ng tao, next generation, the same cycle of life, para saan pa ang buhay? That's how he looked sa life outside God. Now, look at verse 9. Let's look in the eyes, life in the eyes of God. So, ano ang gain? Yung tanong, ano ang gain? Anong mapapala natin dito? Verse 10, sabi ng preacher, iba na nakikita niya, different nila. Ito ay task given by God. Galing sa Diyos to. Ang pursuit niya sa buhay and labor ay galing sa Diyos. Look at verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Ang word na beautiful po can be translated as appropriate or fitting. It means ang lahat ng events ay inappoint ng Diyos appropriately fitting sa time and place ng buhay mo. Hindi nagkamali ang Diyos. That's one translation po ng word na beautiful. Ang point dito is, God is the one who calls the shot. He knows what He's doing. Walang miscalculation or misjudgment sa lahat ng ginawa ng Diyos. It fits perfectly and purposefully sa buhay mo ang lahat ng event na to. Kasama ito sa eternal plan or bigger picture ng plan ng Diyos. Lahat ay perfectly happen according sa plan and design ng Diyos. Ano pang ginawa ng Diyos? Look at verse 11. He put eternity in our hearts. You know why we can't find ng satisfaction sa buhay na to? Ba't di natin maintindihan? Lagi na lang, we want something more. We want more. Hindi natin makuha yung contentment na yun. Just like sa pursuit ng preacher, he can't find the meaning, satisfaction sa buhay na to. He tried everything. Wealth, pleasure, possession, busyness, wisdom. Pero still, he can't find it. No satisfaction. Ito ay dahil inside of you, inside of me, inside sa puso natin, sa inner being natin, we know na we are meant to seek more than this world can offer. Deep inside of you, deep inside of us, we know that there is more beyond sa life na to. There is way, way more than to live in this cycle of life. Kaya meron tayong question, saan ba pupunta tong buhay na to? Ulit-ulit talaga, gising sa umaga, papasok, pagod, uuwi, matutulog. Bigger picture, ganun din ang buhay. Ipapanganak, mabubuhay, mamamatay. Merong bigger picture to. That's why we ask the question. We know deep inside of us na meron tayong origin and meron tayong destiny. That is the eternal God. Alam nyo ba, even yung mga unbelievers, even atheists, on their deathbed, ang common fear ng tao sa last minute ng life nila is the uncertainty after death. Uncertainty. Deep inside sa lahat ng puso, either being ng tao, screaming inside of us, telling us na there is something beyond this life. There's something beyond. Because verse 11 says, God put that in your heart. We have that longing. We have that question. God made us to want to know what is there beyond sa life na to. Last week po, yung preaching topic natin, conscience. Ang word na conscience, con means with. Science, science, knowledge, with knowledge. We have that knowledge that God puts in your heart. You can deny it. You can suppress it. You can harden your heart. But you can never nullify or ano yung truth na yan? It's always there. Earthly pleasures, material things is not designed and can never satisfy us. Hindi po yun ang design ng Diyos. Everything comes from the hand of God pero not meant to satisfy you sa buhay na to. You will always look for something more. Ang gagawin niya ay yung lahat ng meron tayo ngayon, ang point nito is to frustrate us. To cause us to look for more. No contentment. Kasi we were meant for eternal things. Only God can provide. Sabi nga ni Augustine, a famous popular na saying niya, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." That is a bigger plan ng Diyos. Hindi natin nakikita. All the events ng life, everything sa creation ay meant to point us to God, to seek Him. So God appointed everything sa life natin. Lahat ng ginagawa natin sa buhay ay given by God. Pero not everything ay meant to satisfy us. So God put that desire sa heart mo to seek for answer ng ultimate satisfaction. But here is the problem. Ito po yung problema. Verse 11 again. God Himself, hindi niya inallow na maintindihan mo, malaman mo ang details ng kanyang ways, ng kanyang plans. Look at verse, last part ng verse 11. Sabi doon, so that, ginawa niya yon, so that he, tayo, tao, cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Wow! It reminds us ng ating creatureliness. We are finite. We are limited. This verse put us in our place. We are not God. Yan ang temptation ni Satan kay Adam and Eve. You will be like God. Then boom, it's a lie. It brings disaster to all humanity and creation. That's why ang creation ay nag-groan. When we approach God po, ang proper way and first step is to acknowledge yung distinction natin between the Creator and the creation. We are not like Him. To acknowledge that God is God and we are not. Yan ang first step when we approach God. Yan ang buhay ng tao after ng sin, after ng fall. After ng Garden of Eden, life outside of God is frustrating dahil God meant it to frustrate us. Romans 8:22. Instead of becoming autonomous and like God, naging miserable ang creation. Naging miserable ang buhay ng tao. So, sa ating limitation in understanding sa plan and purpose ng Diyos, how do we approach ang buhay? Look at verse 12 to 13. How do you respond sa buhay natin as God designed and planned it? Verse 12, be joyful. Be joyful. Accept life as a gift from God. Ito po ay privilege. Ang buhay ay privilege na binigay ng Diyos. God doesn't owe you. Doesn't owe you anything. He gave us life. He sustains us. Everything we have comes from the hand of God. Be joyful dahil buhay ka. Dahil gumising ka ngayon. Dahil nag-exist tayo. Dahil sinusustain tayo ng Diyos ang bawat hininga natin galing sa Diyos. Be joyful. Life is not a random meaningless event. In every season, in your pain and sorrow, in your joy, abundance, acknowledge God, be joyful and thankful. That's the appropriate response. Ano pa? Verse 12 again. Do good. Sabi doon. Even if life is difficult, do good. What do you mean good? Not according to your own definition of good. Good in a sense that honors God, just like what Jesus said in Matthew 5 verse 16. Sabi ron, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works. Para raan, to give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Be joyful. Hindi ko po sinasabi na maging denial ng sorrow, ng pain, parang isuppress natin yung natural emotion natin. No. I'm not saying that po. Natural emotion natin yung nalulungkot. Ang sinasabi ko, be joyful na even na nag-go through tayo sa challenges ng buhay, meron tayong inahawakan na hope. Meron tayong big theology. Meron tayong big God na alam natin who holds the hands of time. Be joyful. Yung tipong may malubhakang karamdaman, you cry. But you don't stay sa sorrow. Kasi you know na merong greater plan ng Diyos. Lahat ng ito ay appointed by the sovereign God. Kaya merong smile and joy sa heart mo, inside of you na nakikita ng tao sa paligid mo. Baka iba, akala, baliw ka na, ano? Tataka sila, bakit ang taas ng spirit, yung confidence mo. Naalala ko tuloy si Ate Joby, one of our members. She's been in hospital for a long time. Hindi po, napakatagal na niya sa hospital. Fighting for life. Pero what, ang mga naririnig ko na she's still a good witness for Christ. Good witness. Meron pa rin siyang joy, meron siyang smile. She have that joy and peace that surpasses all understanding. Hindi natin makikita yung sa mundo na to. Because that is from God. Verse 13, ang appropriate response is to be grateful sa Diyos. Enjoy ang life that God has given us. Enjoy the things that we have. Huwag po tayong mag-murmur, mag-grumble. Bakit ito lang? I deserve more. Hindi po, you don't deserve anything. Sa harapan ng Diyos, you deserve judgment. You deserve His wrath. By His mercy, by His grace, you are where you are. Sabi sa verse 13, eat and drink. Hindi po ito yung eat and drink. Hindi po ito same ng eat and drink and be merry for tomorrow. For there is no tomorrow ni Apostle Paul. Hindi po yun. Hindi ito nihilism. Ang point dito is, Contentment. Contentment. Sa lahat ng binibigay ng Diyos. Sa fruit ng iyong labor, be content. That is what God allotted sa iyo. To everything I give from God. Huwag tayo tumingin sa iba. Kung anong meron ka, thank you, Lord. Dahil binigay mo ako. Contentment. How is your contentment these days? Remember na, what you have right now and where you are right now is better than what you deserve. That will keep us on the ground. It will humble us. Remembering the gospel, outside Christ, I deserve worst. That is for all of us. So, because we deserve nothing or any good things from God, naiintindihan natin na everything is God's mercy. Be joyful, thankful in everything. This is what God has sovereignly appointed and designed sa bawat isa sa atin. To be frustrated kapag tayo ay naghanap ng meaning, satisfaction sa mundo na ito outside God. But if we look sa life in the lens or eyes ng Diyos, we can see na mayroong greater or bigger picture that we cannot understand fully. It points us to God. Hindi natin naintindihan, pero meron tayong idea, meron tayong big picture ng Diyos. It points us, it helps us to rely on Him, trust in Him, to be contented, be joyful and grateful. And verse 14 tells us na ang lahat ng work and plan ng Diyos ay permanent, unchangeable, perfect. Nothing can be added, nor anything taken from it. And ang purpose ng lahat ng ito is to look sa verse 14 again. Last part. Ang word na so that ay importante po. It gives us the purpose. Ginawa ito ng Diyos. Ang langanyang lahat ng work ay permanent perfect. So that you and me would fear the Lord. Would fear the Lord. Ano yung fear? Hindi ito fear of terror. A fear of reverence. Awe. To be amazed, to acknowledge and see God for who He is. To submit to His lordship and authority. To obey His command. To repent from sin and believe in Jesus Christ. That's how you fear the Lord. Living your life with conscious awareness ng kanyang existence and His character. His holiness. Yan po yung repeated sa book ng Ecclesiastes. Yan ang conclusion ng preacher sa book of Ecclesiastes. Sabi niya, after all has been heard, this is the chief duty of man. Fear Him and obey His commandments. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. For everything ay dadali ng Panginoon into judgment, whether good or bad. Fear Him. So, ang plan and perfect work ng Diyos ay meant to draw you to Himself. That is what God has done for us, mga kapatid kay Kristo. The Holy Spirit opens our eyes, gave us a new heart, and nakita natin ang greatest need natin kay Kristo. And our fear of the Lord grows in us because of the work of God. Verse 15 again tells us na life is a cycle, a repeated pattern, walang bago na nangyayari o mangyayari. God just continue to repeat yung kanyang plan. We cannot add, we cannot make it better. God has a purpose sa lahat ng ito. And He ensures lahat ay mangyayari in accordance with His plan and His will. Ano implications ng lahat ng ito? Anong gagawin ko ngayon dito? That should be the question. So what? God is absolutely sovereign sa every affair and events sa buong creation. From the biggest event ng life natin, birth, and sa last event ng life natin, death. Hanggang sa small details ng buhay natin, yung affection, yung emotion, God is sovereign. And also, ang frustrating cycle ng life meant to point us to God dahil God designed it. Na maglong tayo for eternal satisfaction. And God's plan and timing is perfect according sa kanyang bigger picture or bigger plan. Sa ating mga mata ay parang random ang bawat event ng buhay. Hindi natin nakikita yung good purpose. Anong good purpose sa cancer? Anong good purpose sa karamdaman ng asawa ko? Hindi natin makikita yun. I remember sabi ni John Piper, you see three things sa ginagawa ng Diyos, pero God is working 10,000 things sa life mo na hindi mo nakikita. Recognize na we are limited, finite, dependent sa Diyos. Humble ourselves. Siya ay Diyos, ikaw ay hindi. Hindi mo maiintindihan ng Diyos fully. Live every day life with submission, with contentment, with joy and gratitude. As we live sa time na ito, let's put yung perspective ng eternity. Life outside time. Darating ang panahon, darating one day, hindi na tayo bound sa slavery ng time, sa vanity ng cycle ng life. Look forward po sa ating eternal hope. Those of us na kay Kristo, that's exactly what awaits us. That is the grand plan of God. We can echo si Apostle Paul sa Romans 8:28 dahil we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose. Amazing promise. Amazing truth. For those who are in Christ, mga kapatid, you are blessed. Meron kang understanding and confidence ng eternity. One day, darating yung time na yan. Jesus Christ redeems us sa meaninglessness, vanity ng buhay because of sin. Jesus Christ, the creator ng heaven and earth who sits above time and creation, enters His own creation, subjected Himself sa vanity ng time. He experienced na kung ano yung na-experience natin. He entered yung sinful and meaningless world na mundo so that He could redeem you and me and free us do sa condition na to. In order to do that, He must suffer. He must suffer yung consequence and punishment ng sin and rebellion and curse ng sin. Galatians 3:13, Christ redeemed us from the curse ng law by becoming a curse for us. Can you imagine that? The creator of everything become like us to redeem us. Pumasok sa creation, sa time. With His death and resurrection, na-reverse ang curse ng sin, death is defeated. Isa sa kinakatakutan ni preacher, death, death is no more. We can say with Paul, death, where is your sting? Wala na. Wala nang hold sa atin ng death as a Christian. Jesus restored every Christian to what God has designed for His people for all eternity. This is what Christ has done. And one day we will be perfectly conformed to the image of Christ. That is the ultimate goal, glorification. And ang buong creation ay mare-restored. Wala nang meaninglessness and vanity sa mundo. No more time for this and time for that. Wala na po yun. No more time to die. No more time for mourning. Sabi sa Book of Revelation, promise doon, there will be no more pain. No more tears. No more sin. Yan ang grand plan ng Diyos in the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what you receive and await sa bawat tunay na Kristiyano. That is no longer the last word sa buhay natin, mga Kristiyano. I encourage you, sa life na to, in the coming days, months, years, there will be a time to cry, a time to mourn, a time to weep, a time of trouble, a time of hardship, a time of pain. But take heart. God meant it for your good. Hindi mo man naiintindihan, trust Him. No tears will be wasted. Nothing is outside the sovereign hands of God. Fear God in every season ng life mo. Be joyful with eternal hope. Be thankful for everything. Do good. Especially sa church, sa household of faith. Mga kapatid, believing sa sovereignty ng Diyos is one thing. Na saying, God is sovereign, that's one thing. But living your life daily in light of this truth is another thing. If God ordains everything sa life mo for His purpose, ang response natin dito is to live our life in light of that. How? Intentionally work to advance the kingdom of Christ. Not our own kingdom, not our own interest. Serve God's people. Serve the church. Again, sinabi ko, we need kids ministry volunteer, especially men. Serve God's people. Share the gospel. Give to the need ng church. Your time, finances, your skills, your talent. Lahat yan ay galing sa Diyos. Give for the sake of Christ. Bilang Kristiyano, gamitin natin ang oras natin wisely that honors Christ. Magkaroon tayo ng eternal perspective. Everything we do matters in eternity. Know na every event sa life natin ay designed by God. Sabi ni Jerry Bridges, ang bawat araw ay mahalaga dahil ito ay ordained by God. If we are bored sa buhay, something is wrong sa concept natin sa Diyos and His involvement sa ating daily life. Even ang mga araw na sobrang boring at matamlay ay ordained ng Diyos at design ito to glorify Him. Hindi lang natin i-glorify ang Diyos sa happy moments natin, sa happy days, even sa bad days, boring days. This is ordained by God. Ngayong umaga na to, if wala kang relasyon kay Kristo, please consider mo ino-offer ng Panginoon sa'yo. God is telling you now, He made you to want to seek Him and find eternal rest sa Kanya. Hindi career or riches or status ng buhay ang ultimate purpose ng buhay mo. All these things will pass away. Mga kabataan, you think you have all the years sa life mo? Saka ko na isipin si Kristo. All things will fade. Your strength, your youth, your beauty, your family, lahat ng meron ka na, you both will fade away. You will face God one day. If you harden your heart, you will remain restless. Hear the word of Christ. Sabi ni Christ, Matthew 11:28, come to me and I will give you rest. Rest for your soul. If you continue to reject ang gospel, remember na time is not on your hand. Clock is ticking. There will be a day you will face death. Paano ko nasigurado yan? Because God appoints that. Hebrew 9:27, God appointed sa lahat ng tao to die once, and He appointed also after death, you will face judgment. Hebrew 9:27. God's plan is permanent. Sinabi ng passage natin. You cannot change it. Ang time na meron ka ngayon ay binigay ng Diyos sa'yo as a preparation to meet Him one day. And you can never stand before God without Christ. Haharap at harap ka sa Diyos whether you go there or Jesus returns. Everything is appointed in God's timing. Acts 17. God has fixed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom He has appointed, Jesus Christ. Friends, today you can be saved. Today can be the day ng iyong salvation. Turn away from your sinful life na wala kang pagkilala sa Diyos, na wala kang pakialam sa Diyos. Akala mo ikaw ang Diyos ng buhay mo, ikaw ang may control ng lahat. Turn away from that kind of life. Even na you are religious, lagi ka nandito, lagi ka regular ka sa church, if wala kang Kristo, wala kang tunay na relationship kay Kristo, it's meaningless. No profit, no gain. A waste of time. Run to Christ. Trust His works. Come to Him. In humility, repentance, and faith, He will accept you. He will transform you. He will save you. You can find meaning and purpose ng life right now. Believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Oh Father, thank you sa umaga na to. It's a passage that you appointed for us. Father, thank you dahil kay Kristo ang aming buhay can be lived with joy, with purpose, with meaning. Nawa maging reality sa amin ang truth na ito sa mga araw na darating sa bawat paglakad namin sa buhay na to. To live our lives trusting your sovereign plan and providential care sa amin. To be joyful and thankful sa iyo. Dalangin din namin na aming friends na nandito ngayon na walang relasyon kay Kristo. Nawa ang longing and discontentment sa kanilang puso ay umigting and makita nila ang kanilang need for you to find hope in Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen.